This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is finally winter, turning around in a hurry, and got a great group of football games in last night. Now, not all were great. In fact, C1 was blowout city last night. And I was looking at things, Tony. 32 games, 10 were good or close. I counted 10 that were in the ballpark.
So are you going towards a smaller field now with those 10 games? I mean, with 32?
No.
I only counted 5. You're the one with 32 teams.
It has to be 32. Lawrence Nelson, Gary DeBoer, line 6, says, yeah, let's have 16. No, you can't do it. You have to have 32.
By the way, Bob Jensen all over that one yesterday.
Yeah, but he missed a couple, too. Ponka? No. That's the fun, though, about upset alerts. Maybe you hit one. Sometimes you look like a fool, just like we do. But I'll tell you what, I was wrong on a couple of accounts yesterday and right on a couple of accounts. You just never know what's going on. We'll give you a look at what's going on with the state quarterfinals on Monday. A little talk on tomorrow, A and B football going on. Also, we're going to be talking about high school football action more later on in the show. Our NFL power rankings are coming up. We're going to be talking to Brady Bonzel, the head cross-country coach at UNK here in just a moment. But some wacky findings. And, Tony, I know one thing that is already being brought up is the area that these the stadiums or the places that football playoff games are being played, and the cry of some folks saying, when you get to the playoffs, treat the kids, treat the fans like it is a state playoff game. Don't treat it like it's week 2 makeup at some middle school. I am having horrible thoughts about this Kearney High Omaha North game. Reports that last night, the way the wind was blowing at Duncan Field, and they're going to host Pierce coming up next week. People are going to be 8-10 deep trying to see a football game. Now, those are just two examples, and I'm sure there's many throughout the state. Put the games where they can be enjoyed by all. It doesn't – let me face it. I'll pick on Hastings here a little bit. This is a prime example. The city of Hastings wants to see the city of Hastings do well. Correct?
Well, you would think so,
I guess. All right. Then the city of Hastings can work something to have Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Pierce play somewhere besides Duncan Field on Monday.
Well, there's a field not being used that's pretty close to there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just checking. Same thing for this Omaha North Kearney game. How many decent football facilities are there in Omaha? Now, this is a different situation. I mean, Omaha as a community is not, you know, the mayor of Omaha is not going to say, let's work something out. They don't care. It's apathism. Nobody cares. That's the problem with that. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But right now we are pleased to welcome in the head cross-country coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Brady Bonzel, as they get ready to host regionals this Saturday at the Kearney Country Club. It's the Division II Central Regional Meet. And for anyone that follows UNK Athletics at all or the RMAC in cross-country, Brady, this basically is a mini-nationals going on this weekend.
Yeah, it's really a great opportunity for people in the community to get to see some really, really great cross-country teams. Last year, our men's region produced 5 of the top 10 teams at the national meet, and our women's region produced 4 of the top 10. So definitely high quality. Women's team from Adams State is 5-time defending national champs. Their men's team this year have not won nationals the last few years, but this year they're very, very good. Would definitely be a top 10 to 15 team at the Division I national meet if they were a Division I school. They're really deep and very talented on the front end.
Brady, can you talk about the process that went into the Kearney Country Club hosting this event and you guys hosting this event?
Well, first of all, I'm thrilled that we have the opportunity to host it and that we get to host it at the Country Club. I know for every high school student in this state, for a lot of parents and grandparents and that sort of thing, when they think of cross country, they think of that course because it's the site of the high school state championships. Really, we already knew we were hosting it when I was hired here about a year and a half ago. So I'm not sure exactly. You know, really, the process has been that they've rotated the site around to the different conferences involved, which has always been the RMAC, obviously, the Northern Sun, and up until this year, the North Central Conference. Now that one doesn't exist anymore, so it's just the RMAC and the Northern Sun. And so over the years, the most central locations were Fort Hays, which is now no longer in the RMAC, UNO, which obviously is not in the region anymore, Wayne State was an option, and then Kearney would be an option. And so now it's sort of, I think it was the RMAC's turn in the rotation. Hayes had moved to the MIAA, and so we were just sort of the obvious choice at that point.
Well, obviously, Wayne's out because UNK has a much better SID, so there's no doubt about that. Hey, Brady, for the folks out there, what happens here? They're trying to qualify for nationals. What do the individuals and the teams have to do to take that final step?
Yeah, there will be five. The top five women's teams will qualify for the national meet, and the top six men's teams. And then it's the top two individuals that aren't on one of the teams that already qualified. So theoretically, that could be whoever's first and second in the race, although a couple years ago when Casey Lichtai from UNK qualified, she was actually 16th in the race, but she was just the second individual as far as not having been on one of the qualifying teams. And those numbers are based on how the previous year's national meet went. Every region gets at least two teams, and that's really what most regions get, two teams. They just look at how many teams from your region placed in the top eight at the national meet, and you get an additional team for every one of those. So that's how we end up with six men's teams and five women's. So it's based on the strength of the region. I think there's one other women's region that gets five. Other than that, most regions have two or three qualifying teams.
Brady, as far as qualifying teams for nationals, how many teams qualify overall throughout the country for nationals?
24.
Brady Bonzel joining us, the head cross country coach at UNK. How about your team, Coach O? What are we looking at here?
You know, the women's team, very young. Last year, our women's team came up one place short of qualifying, but the top five runners all moved on. Three expired their eligibility, and then two of them moved on to professional schooling. And so you run seven on your team, and I'm running six freshmen. And to tell you the truth, they have far exceeded my expectations throughout the year. Coming into the year with, you know, you think of a team that size, the size of seven, you think of, say, a volleyball team or a basketball team, and if you imagine putting one junior and a bunch of freshmen out on the court, how scary that could be for a coach coming into the year. And that's what we had. And really, they've sort of been a middle-of-the-pack team. At the conference meet, they beat six of the teams and lost to six. At the Roy Gryak meet earlier this year, a big meet up in Minnesota, same thing. Beat 12, lost to 12. They just sort of been in the middle, but to tell you the truth, you know, there's a gal on there, our number two runner, Lauren Stengel from Deschler, who, you know, if she could, you know, they move from 4K up to 6K in distance from high school to college. And if she just runs the same pace that she ran last year at the high school state meet, she'd be about a 25-minute 6K runner. Well, now she's running 2K further, and she's running in high 23s, 23:48 the last couple, 23:48-49 the last couple of races. So I'm really excited. You know, the women probably don't have a great chance of qualifying, but it's really a building process for them, and they're far ahead of schedule from where I had them projected at the beginning of the year. On the men's side, you know, six are going to get to go. I could see us, if we had a great race, being we're going to be somewhere between 6th and 13th, to be honest with you. I think there's just a group of teams in there that there's not a lot of difference from one team to the next. It's exciting for our men because I think it's been a long time since they went into the regional meet even thinking it was a possibility to qualify for nationals. And that's a step forward in the pro. Whether we qualify or not, I don't know. We could run an amazing race and only get 8th or 9th. But just the fact that for these guys, they can head into that meet knowing that they have a chance, and that just changes, I think, the level of focus and intensity that you have.
Brady, for local fans, you brought up Deschler. I'm looking at this Ogallala, Minden. These are Nebraska. These are area kids mostly on this team, if I'm not correct.
Yep, and I truly believe that we can build teams doing that. If you look at the success Lyle Clawson was having in the early to mid-90s, outside of what Mark Bauer has done recently in wrestling, probably what Lyle did during that period in cross country is one of the most, if not the most successful eras for a sport in UNK athletics. I guess the volleyball team would be included in there as well with Rick Squire's success. But if you look at those teams back then, a national runner-up team, a team that was third at nationals. I was talking to Kurt Holliday, Lincoln High grad, who was on those teams, and he said, yeah, we did it all with guys from Nebraska, and then he goes, oh, wait, one guy was from northern Kansas, And so we can't do it with those guys. It just takes time, and it's a process of those guys developing and getting better.
Brady Bonzel, head cross-country coach at UNK. The Central Region meet gets underway with the men at 10 a.m. Saturday. The women will run at 11. There's no admission at the Kearney Country Club. And the RMAC and the Northern Sun are going to be competing in this meet. The winners will head on to Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, November 22nd for the NCAA National Championships. Brady, anything else that the fans need to know?
No, I just, it's not every day that we get to have the opportunity to host this kind of a meet. Some truly high-caliber athletes. It's going to be cold, but that's all right. It's cross-country, and, a bunch of skinny kids running around a golf course in short shorts, right?
Yeah, it will definitely be a little chilly. How's things in Burwell right now?
Not very good. I heard they lost last night.
Yeah, tough one for the long. Tough one for
I haven't
the
actually
long
talked
run,
to
man.
Anybody from up there, but...
Well, hey.
And, hey, and the Duncan Field thing, I mean, I played there in high school. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it's not that bad to play on, but you didn't have to watch it.
Well, that's probably true. So, I don't know. However Burwell's doing, it's certainly a lot better than we did when I was in high school.
Yeah, well, Brady, you guys did quite well on the cross-country circuit as well. Hey, best of luck this weekend, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brady Bonzel, head cross-country coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney Country Club this Saturday. If you get a chance, and if you're a cross-country or track fan, running fan at all, that's the place to be Saturday morning. Free admission gets underway at 10 a.m. Some of the nation's best runners will be on hand. By the way, Peter Yazvak, SID, says they are saving a running bib for you, Tony, and it does have your number on it, so you're more than welcome to come out and run unattached, as they say.
I appreciate that, Peter. I plan to be out of town, though, and that's disappointing for everybody.
How far out of town?
Quite a ways. A long ways.
Well, we expect your emails, and we'd love to hear from you, 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget the best opinions on our hot topics, which today has started off with the high school football playoffs and maybe where they're being held. But the best opinion on hot topics will qualify for a Sunheat Systems energy-efficient space heater. And all you got to do is walk outside today to figure that you need one of those. We're giving away one a week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your Sunheat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by the hundreds. So you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, or give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN. We're back after this.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
First Bank and Trust.
You're the reason we do what we do. Everything we are begins with you.
First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
You're the one we're working for. Come on over, you get more. We are here for you. First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
First Bank and Trust.
First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walker, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today. Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
People here, they want a sense of ownership of the program, and they deserve it. You know, that's, you know, it's the main show in the state.
Every Tuesday, shortly past noon, we cut out the middle end. You hear the Bo Pelini Press Conference live right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see some snow showers mixed in with some rain in spots as temperatures hold fairly steady in the 30s. Winds will also stay gusty to the northwest at 20 to 45 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll stay cloudy with some snow showers or flurries, lows to 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 34.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
We're back. Doug and Danny Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A quick reminder here from Cunningham's. Don't forget about the Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway. Brought to you by ESPN Radio Superstation and Cunningham's Journal. It's coming in December when the Chiefs head to Denver. You win game tickets, accommodations, and spending cash. Perfect. For this year's rivalry. All you need to do to qualify is listen to us, and we'll give you a chance to win. We'll extend five chances to win, actually. Or the other way to win is head to Cunningham's for any Monday night football game, and you can enter with a qualifying purchase. Other top prizes include a 42-inch high-definition TV, a Frosty fridge recliner, weekly winners of various other prizes. Hey, Cunningham's Journal is where it's at. Get there, check them out. They'll have more information for you when you get down there, or listen to this show, and we'll give you five chances to win later in the week.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Manny Ramirez, is he worth $25 million a year?
Well, you got to think so.
Or was he just worth that this year?
You got to think so. He was there 2 months, what, hit 396, 17 homers, 53 RBIs.
Well, we would have
520 in the playoffs.
We would, yeah, but that was how long? 2 months? Two months? Can he do it all year long?
Not a bad addition.
Somebody that does do it all year long and earns his paychecks. Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor from the Omaha World Herald, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think some people would still debate that, though, Stu.
Hey. Nobody's worth $25 million, and if there is an athlete worth $25 million, it would be Eldrick Woods.
Well, because you actually have to go out and earn it on your own that way. Stu, one of our hot topics of the day here before we get into what happened yesterday and what is happening tomorrow and next Monday is where football games are being played in the playoffs. You've already given me a horror story about this Berquist in Omaha. We've heard some grumblings out of Hastings. Why do they continue to play at Duncan Field when it's not suitable for, let's face it, if St. Cecilia Pierce last year was for maybe the state championship, well, maybe it is again this year, and if people have to stand seven deep in the line and there's no restroom facilities to speak of, I mean, can't we find a better way? And I'm sure these aren't the only two examples.
I think the NSAA has to step in, at least in the semifinal round, which would not cover Monday night's game. But say, listen, you've got to meet certain stadium requirements. You got to have this number of facilities. You have to have concessions. You have to have seating for X number. You know, I went to two very nice. One was a C1 and one was a C2 stadium yesterday in Northeast Nebraska. Crofton and Hardington have two of the nicer facilities around that, you know, each of them could hold, you know, 1,200 to 1,500 and had accessible parking, restrooms, concession stands were adequately staffed, good press boxes. Crofton had two radio stations and Hardington had three. One had to be outside. I think the NSAA needs to look at that. You wouldn't do that in basketball and say, okay, well, just because it's your home game, you know, and your court seats 600, you know, they would never do that.
Absolutely, Stu. Now, obviously, a lot of Kearney fans are looking at going to Omaha North. Why the decision? Is Omaha North always play their games at Burquest?
This is the first year that North is playing at Burquest, and what's happening in Omaha is that each school is going to have its own stadium. North has chosen not to play its games on site or, you know, build a stadium because partly of safety concerns. You know, large crowds at night, you know, basketball, they put on extra security. You know, I don't worry about walking in or walking out of North High, but, you know, when you get large groups almost anywhere, any place in the state, you know, there sometimes is a little bit of a fear factor. I would say that, well, continuing with that point, South and Northwest get their fields next year. Bryan High will be sharing Burquist with Northwest, or with Omaha North next year, while Bryan gets its synthetic surface. The North will get the synthetic surface for Burquist the following year, and that will be where North High plays its home games from here on.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as the high school football playoffs continue. Stu, let's take a look at some of those games yesterday. There were some surprises out there. We've got some of those low seeds. There's a handful of those that are moving on. What was the biggest surprise to you yesterday?
Well, I think a couple that come to mind were back in the eastern part of the state with Bancroft Rosalie taking out undefeated Freeman and 8-man-1. And Laurel Concord, mild surprise over David City Aquinas. I still have to read about Elm Creek's win. From what Buck Mahoney has told me, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but the quarterback came back with a broken collarbone to make the winning field goal in that game.
He was at the doctor today. It's definitely a collarbone issue, but yeah, Foster Meyer got dinged up late in that ball game and kind of came in with arm at side and booted through a 38-yarder that folks said, with the wind at his back, probably would have been good for from maybe 50 in that football game.
I mean, that's a tremendous effort because Northeast Nebraska, I saw two of the better teams in C2 last night, and Plainview and Hardington, Cedar Catholic, going to two overtimes. And Creighton's one loss was 13-6 to Plainview. So that's a very good win for the Buffaloes. And refresh me, who do they play now in the next?
They will take on Blue Hill, who seems to have turned things around again after that loss to Cambridge. It didn't have that tough of a regular season schedule, but now have come out and have got a couple of nice wins and in fact, really handled Cambridge easily yesterday.
Scott Porter has done a tremendous job with a program that was really down in the gutter in the early 2000s. And He's got a good defense, it seems like, every year, and, you know, defense does win championships, or, in his case at least, gets him to the state finals. So, you know, what they're doing here isn't surprising, but it's Elm Creek, if Foster can't play, that makes them a different team, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly got to hurt. Obviously, Foster Meyer's arm is a major weapon, and we saw him use that all year long, for big play capabilities. I'm not sure he has that. Stu, as we move along, you were at the Plainview Hardington CC game. For our fans from Ravenna, obviously this is going to be a low scoring game. Both defenses from Ravenna and Plainview are both very, very good. Are they not?
They are very good. I mean, Ravenna to run off 7 in a row after their opening 2 losses. I mean, good for the Blue Jays out there. Plainview, the Blue Jays are going to have to focus on Darren Forbes, who missed a lot of the season with an injury in the first game he played against Cedar Catholic. Came back last night for 179 yards and a couple touchdowns. And as his coach says, when he's healthy, he's an all-state caliber back. So you're not going to see a whole lot of passing out of Plainview, I will tell you, come Monday night.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to see any out of Ravenna.
Right. He didn't throw a pass last night, did they?
Again, but they found a way to do things. And remember the name Josh Crowell when you're putting down your all-state, because this kid...
Yeah, he ripped off, about three long runs and 300 yards last night?
Yeah, it was very close to that, and four touchdowns, I believe, was the actual total for him last night. But an outstanding performance, just a converted running back doing what he's doing there. Just quickly, I don't want to spend a lot of time on Shadron, but hey, Stu, Shadron has won two games.
That was their point of emphasis, was getting past that mental hurdle. And Crofton's a pretty good football team. Remember, their losses were to Hardington, Cedar Catholic, Norfolk Catholic, and Pierce.
Yeah, we got to see them play Minden.
Right. You know, you saw Crofton wear down Minden. And, you know, with apologies to Gothenburg, I was thinking that, you know, this game yesterday might decide who's in the semifinals. You know, Gothenburg's had a nice season. They're 9-1 right now, but they got to go up to Shadron, and John McClain is quite the quarterback. You know, he's thrown for just about 200 yards a game, and you know, he hasn't seen a whole lot of fourth quarters.
I heard the guy's diehard.
He is.
Stuart, Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. Tony, you got something?
No. See, people don't get John McClain. Never mind.
Yeah,
I didn't.
We got it, but, you know, that's
did you get, what do we do with it?
Hey, Stu, before we get into tomorrow night's A and B games, just a quick look at Class D. I'm still pretty impressed by Hayes Center in Class D, too, and I'm a little surprised at the way Hayes Center and Anselmo Myrna won as big as they did last night. The shocker in D2, two of them, St. Mary's, and then I swear it, we're in with the Hastings Tribune, Doug and Daddy leading our seven-man race of high school selections for the year, and I picked against Gary DeBoer. My hand shook when I picked against Gary DeBoer this week, and I said, you know what, I'm going to pick against Lawrence Nelson because this way I'm going to feel good. Either way, it's like betting against Nebraska. Either you got the pick right or Gary DeBoer did it again. Is Gary DeBoer the best football coach in the state of Nebraska, and he's just content now he's doing it in the eight-man level?
Well, he's done on any level he's coached. And, yeah, I don't know if I was astute enough, but anyway, about 5 years ago we named him Coach of the Year for boys sports, and he just does a great job. You know, he's chasing Tom Jaworski, who, you know, if you want to say Tom's the dean of the Class A's, well, Gary's the dean. He's the whole faculty for eight-man football. And you also have to throw Doug Goltz in that discussion, too. I mean, Doug's eventually going to bypass Gary just because he got about 200 wins before he was 40.
Well, and you are correct, Stu, and I will have to use other people's arguments. The other two that you mentioned, Lawrence Nelson, Gary has to do it at a public school.
This is true.
So, I'm not the guy that, because being a Catholic myself, I'm not the guy that goes on that route. But I can already hear the people screaming. DeBoer does not do it at a so-called private school or a parochial school.
So it's funny because I was thinking that this morning in doing the matchups and that for the next round that. You know, I wanted to pick Gary DeBoer, too, but you know what? Bruning Davenport with Chris and Mark over there, they've done a great job. They had a state championship 3 years ago. That's a very tough one to pick. And, you know, another one you kind of were rooting for was to see Dan Moore advance another round or two because, you know, when he left Ansley, you know, for a variety of reasons, they dropped off and he's brought them back, and you know, an 8-2 season. I mean, that's solid. And you know, Dan's a Hall of Fame coach already, and came back to help out his community.
Fair enough, Stu. Obviously, we'll take a look at A and B action coming up tomorrow night. McCook in Class B. Just everybody's waiting to play McCook. It seems like who comes out?
Nobody's waiting to play McCook.
Well.
You're hoping if you're in the East bracket, you're glad you're in, you know, east of Lincoln, so you don't have to play it.
Fair enough, but who's going to come out of that East bracket to play McCook?
You know, my gut still says Beatrice because they have a wealth of skill people, But there's another young coach that gets him tomorrow night. You might remember him, the Terminator.
Matt Turman.
Over at Omaha Scott. Scott almost beat Waverly the first time, got the job done in a big way the second time, 35-10. And Waverly beat Beatrix soundly, 41-14. I saw that game, and Beatrix, it was men against boys, and the Orangemen were the Orange Boys. So I think anything can happen, but I think the Beatrix Scott winner probably has the leg up to get to Lincoln.
Stu Pospisil joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Class A, Stuart, I have a feeling, I guess I haven't quite looked at your picks for tomorrow night, but I have this feeling that you are staying with a Metro semifinal.
Yes, I am. Well, they're the top four ranked teams in this week's rankings, and, you know, Kearney scares me because they can play very well at times, and the inconsistency just has had to bug Brandon Kuhl all year. But I think he's been grateful, too, that he's seen some growth, and to be in the state quarterfinals, I think at least meets his expectations, if not exceeds what he was thinking at the start of the year when you have to basically start over with a starting lineup.
Stu, I got to ask you about Grand Island and Creighton Prep. The over-under is 13.5.
Huh. Oh. Yeah, but who's going to miss the extra point?
Well, that's so true. It could come down to that.
Remember, it's a college with goalposts. No, it's not. It's a Burke. So Grand Island's young kicker stands a chance. I felt sorry for him that first game against Kearney where he was kicking on the college with.
Fair enough, Stu. We appreciate the time, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to seeing you in Omaha on Friday.
Actually, I'm going to be at the Millard South game. So
that's not what Tony meant.
After.
Hey, some of us have to work afterwards. You guys can put down the microphones and, you know, head back and have a nice drive. And, you know, hey, I don't begrudge you radio guys at all. You do your work early. And, Doug?
Yes.
Tether yourself to Daddy, because it could be very windy at the top of Burquist on Friday night.
Well, how much grass is between the hash marks?
About as much as it was at my last house.
Stuart, we will talk again soon. Hey, thanks as always for the time, and enjoy the games.
You too. See ya.
Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor from the Omaha World Herald. I guess the advice is, Kearney folks, get there early. There are a couple of sports bars in the general area if you're looking to grab something to eat or maybe a beverage before the ball game. We've tried to do some research and let you know about that. A lot of people asking, and I guess all we can do is give you the general directions, is that it's close to 42nd Center there.
And it's south of Center. It is a couple blocks south of Center, I believe. Meridian would be a street. I believe I've heard Meridian a couple times.
Yeah, so that's what's going on tomorrow night. You can hear the Kearney game here on ESPN Radio.
Doug, I'm looking through these brackets, and you throw out Class C1. You get so many people involved in the NCAA brackets when basketball time comes. But you look at the seeds, and you go, I'm just going down from top to bottom in Class C2. 1, 5, 3, 10. 1, 4, 6, 7. Not what you expect to see this time of year as far as favorites advancing. You go to D1, 9, 5, 6, 2. You get the 1 and the 4 in the bottom bracket. Then you got 11, 2. In Class D2, 1, 12, 11, 2. You get the 1 and the 4, 7, 3. So a lot of underdogs advancing through this tournament, if you will.
And it all, a lot of it has to do with who you played, how your injury situations were through the year. Sometimes it's just not a surprise. We do have kickoff times for most of the games, so let's pass those along to you here when we come back from a break for Monday's state quarterfinals. We'll give you the area kickoff times right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
So, Bergwood, where's your lovely new bride?
It turns out that she hates college football.
Whoa, that's not good.
No, it's fine. I'm just going to call my Allstate agent.
Why?
So he'll get me a new wife.
No way.
Yeah, it's called new spouse replacement.
But you just got married.
Yeah, but if your new spouse is a total disaster, Allstate will give you a whole new spouse for up to 3 years after your wedding.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's not new spouse replacement. It's new car replacement. And it's just one great part of Your Choice Auto, only from Allstate. Proud sponsor of college football and the Allstate Sugar Bowl.
Wow. That means I could get married.
Are you in good hands?
To who?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Like the way that sounds? You'll love how it tastes. A steak cooked exactly the way you want it, alongside jumbo bacon-wrapped shrimp. Sort of hits all the right food groups, doesn't it? It's also a Skeeter Bond's Thursday night special. It's a hit with your budget, too, because it's only $13.99 tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Now there are four more reasons to dine with us. They're called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 Interchange, Kearney.
It's true. What you've heard is true. Hot Springs is the Cadillac of spas, and Detterding's is as good as it gets with Hot Springs sales and service. I'm Doug Detterding, and we would love the opportunity to show you our full line of spas. Then watch your reaction when you find we have spas under $4,000. We're Detterding's, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
Hi, this is Nebraska Assistant Coach Ron Brown encouraging you to attend the FCA Central Nebraska Sports Banquet Tuesday evening, November 11th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Special guests include Husker football player Roy Helu, Husker volleyball player Amanda Gates, and the founder of FCA, Don McLennan. For table sponsor and ticket information, contact Vanessa Green of Home Federal Bank at 308-398-4941. That's 308-398-4941.
The best opinions on the hot topics will qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater. And we're giving away one a week for 10 weeks. Listen to Doug and Daddy weekdays 11 to noon. Your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by hundreds of dollars. Brought to you by Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see some snow showers mixed in with some rain in spots as temperatures hold fairly steady in the 30s. Winds will also stay gusty out of the northwest at 20 to 45 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll stay cloudy with some snow showers or flurries, lows to 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
Baby girl, I don't got a huge old house. I rent a room in the house. Listen, baby girl.
NFL power rankings coming up. Now, I don't think I have to make a whole lot of changes, but I do get to bring back an old friend into the discussion here. And I wasn't sure exactly who I wanted to put at number 10, but I just decided because, you know what, I put in the team I want to put in. State High School football playoffs tomorrow, A and B, but the state quarterfinals will be played on Monday, and we will give you all the start times because maybe you're traveling through and don't know about your school. Maybe you want to go watch somebody else play. So here we go. Class C1 in the West Bracket, Gothenburg at Shadron, 3 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Mountain. Pierce at Hastings St. Cecilia, 5 o'clock. That game will be on 1230 a.m. KHAS. In the East Bracket, 6 o'clock, Boys Town at Norfolk Catholic, 7 o'clock, Bishop Newman, Wahoo Newman at Syracuse. In Class C2, in the Western Bracket, at 4 p.m., Ravenna will play at Plainview, and you will hear that game on Power 99 FM. Then at 5 o'clock, Blue Hill will be playing at Elm Creek. That game will be on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and we will probably also be bringing that to you here on ESPN Radio. But even the folks in Elm Creek, we will be doing the game, our network of stations, and it will be for sure on 94.5. In the eastern half of the C2 bracket at 6 o'clock, Fremont Bergen will be at Stanton, and at 6:30, Laurel Concord will be at Elmwood Murdoch. In the D1 bracket, the Monday contest in the West, a 2 o'clock kickoff, Axtell at Clearwater Orchard. We will have that game for you. I believe that's probably going to be right here on ESPN Radio so that Axtell and Ravenna can have full coverage and we don't have to worry about an overlap. We're still working out the details, but we will have the Axtell game for you against Clearwater Orchard at 2 o'clock on Monday. And then Maxwell will be at Giltner at 3 o'clock on Monday, and that game will also be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In the eastern half of the D1 bracket at 6 o'clock, it will be Bancroft Rosalie at Clarkson, and at 7 o'clock, Shelby will be at Howells. And finally, in the D2 bracket, in the east, Lawrence Nelson at Humphrey St. Francis, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 4:30, Allen will be at Elgin, and in the west bracket in D2, 5 o'clock kickoff for Hayes Center at Anselmo Myrna, and a 6:30 kickoff for O'Neill St. Mary's at Ewing. And those are your kickoff times. You can go to the NSAA website, nsaahome.org, for more information.
Doug, we were talking about the street in which, off of 40th and Center, in which Burquest Stadium was. It is Marinda. It's not Meridian. Excuse me. That was my screw-up. Thanks for that text message. Just clear that up. If you're out there looking at that street, it's Marinda.
Want to do some NFL power rankings?
Well, we need to go to the Dent Popper inbox first, I think, because this is a special tribute, basically, to you.
And really?
This is gonna be special.
Dent Popper inbox, home of the Arma Lining.
That's where it's at.
Specializing in paintless dent repair on a Briggs & Kearney.
Two turntables and a microphone. That's where it's at.
All right, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you got?
Well, this says, hey, I'm a longtime listener, first-time emailer. I was wondering if you are going to go to Plainview to do the Ravenna game on Monday. If so, I was wondering if I could get Doug's autograph at the game. Please tell him that I would love to buy him a refreshment and even have a place for him to sleep, as long as he doesn't run off with my wife. Well, actually, he can run off with her, but he has to promise not to bring her back. Your biggest fan, Little Jimmy H. That's a warm spot. Now, you know what? I'm going to save this email. I'm going to save this. I think this deserves to go on the wall.
It must be a little colder up north. They're drinking for breakfast.
I think they maybe are. But hey, then we got another one here. Kelly chimes in from Cozad, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming back at us about Burquest Stadium. He says, maybe sad for Class A field, but let's also consider the natural grass fields that have been used and abused all season long with games that are going to be continued to abuse with games that are going to continue to abuse them. Maxwell's field that the Elwood Maxwell game was played on last night was basically pasture land. No true football turf. Grass could be found anywhere. Maybe have a Class A try a rural Nebraska once before complaining of their facilities. That's Kelly and Cozad.
The Nebraska Coaches Association have released some of their fall all-state teams. Of course, the papers do the football and the volleyball. The coaches do all-state cross-country, golf, and tennis, which is fairly easy. It's how you placed at state. But to all-state, first team Class B, Pete Messbarger from Kearney Catholic. Second team, Spencer Fahey from Grand Island Central Catholic and Chance Honesey from Holdridge, along with Jordan Barrett from Adams Central, who, by the way, was a state champ. So congratulations there. In golf for the girls, All-State, Danielle Lemick of Donovan Trumbull, the Class C state champion. For cross-country, All-Staters, we have for the boys, David Pratter from Kearney and Lexington's Franklin Ibarra. On the girls' side, that's the super state, and then you have some other that are just all state in the smaller classes. And a quick look here, Dylan Eckel from Gibbon in the Class D boys, and Dana Cluthie from North Loop Scotia, Elizabeth Shada from Broken Bow. Congratulations to those athletes. Let's do some NFL power rankings after this break on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events? Salon Pause can help. Salon Pause. They're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back. Just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Pause, available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active.
In 15 minutes, you could spend a fortune at the gas pump.
You could make yourself sick on beef jerky. You could probably adopt way too many cats. Or, in 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to GEICO. There are plenty of ways to save. Discounts for being a good driver, multi-car discounts. You could save 15% or more. But if you enjoy spending your 15 minutes with way too many cats, by all means, who am I to judge?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A camper that sleeps six, stuffed with food, four game tickets, and three other best buds, and you're set for ESPN Radio Superstation Superfan Pilgrimage to the Huskers Colorado game.
Don't fret about that, Pilgrim.
A Superfan wins it. So to become a Superfan, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on either the link to the contest details or the Superfan sign-up in the upper left of the webpage. Superfans' names will be broadcast, and you'll have a chance to call and become a finalist. So let's step through that again. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a Superfan.
Proceed to step two.
Keep tuned to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation to hear your name and qualify. The winner gets a weekend with the Sunseeker Camper from Rich & Sons Camper Sales, a supply of tailgate goods from Schroeder Smoke Foods, and four NU Colorado tickets. The Superfan Pilgrimage is brought to you by Rich & Sons on South 281 Grand Island, Schroeder Smoke Foods of Shelton, Sun Heat Systems of Nebraska, and your Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see some snow showers mixed in with some rain in spots as temperatures hold fairly steady in the 30s. Winds will also stay gusty to the northwest at 20 to 45 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll stay cloudy with some snow showers or flurries, lows to 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 34.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time now to get qualified for the Rocky Mountain Mile High Giveaway. You go in and watch Sunday Night Football. I'll bet they're doing it tonight for Thursday Night Football, too. Or Monday Night Football. You get a Coors Light or a Miller Lite. You get one registration. You put it in the big barrel. Right now, you get a chance for five registrations if you know the following trivia question at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. Tony!
Should we give him position two? You want to give him position or just say this man is taking home the largest?
No, it's a quarterback.
Okay, this quarterback is taking home the NFL's largest single-season paycheck this year. Who is that man?
Who is the highest-paid man in the NFL this year? Quarterback, 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's do our power rankings. Daddy, we take you to the National Football League for your dart-throwing expertise.
You know what? My 6 through 10, I might as well draw them out of a hat. But in number 10, I've got the Buffalo Bills. I drop them three spots. I keep them in there basically because I don't want Derek to cry. He wasn't in a good mood this morning. But they keep turning the ball over, and you're not going to win games. If they don't get that corrected, it's going to be a long rest of the year. Number 9, I've got Kurt Warner's led Arizona Cardinals. I don't know what else to do with them. They go to St. Louis, and I know it's a weak division, but they keep winning. Number 8, I've got the New England Patriots. I dropped them a spot. I still think they're a good team. You get them at home. I think they beat Indianapolis. That was a good win for Indianapolis. New England probably beats them, I would say, 7 out of 10 times, though. Number 7, I enter my power rankings, the Philadelphia Eagles. Donovan McNabb starting to click on all cylinders and starting to shake my head a little bit because, folks, he's putting up these numbers. He's finally getting some people healthy, and this could be I believe he completed a pass to 10 receivers, 10 different people last week. This could be a scary offense to stop. Number 6, I've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And John Gruden, they just seem to play steady football. They had to come back at Kansas City. Anytime you're on the road, it's tough in the NFL, though. I don't fault them for that. Number five, I've got the Washington Redskins. I drop them a couple spots. Jim Zorn, it's not that exciting of an offense. Portis was held in check. Pittsburgh's got a damn good defense. And, you know, we can harp on that a bunch, but Washington at number five. Number four, I've got the Carolina Panthers. This is a team that just continues to lurk around. And I don't know that they do anything fancy other than Steve Smith's a pretty good receiver, but nobody else really stands out in that elite NFL category, I don't think, other than Steve Smith. Number three, I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers at number three. That defense is flying at you every which way. Number two, the New York Giants. And number one, of course, atop the power rankings, the Tennessee Titans. They're undefeated, and they keep finding a way to win. Well, see if that continues at Chicago.
Once again, you've come around, and you do not have the Bears in your power rankings. Shame on you. But I have dropped out Buffalo and Dallas this week. I have never had Washington in the last couple of weeks. No surprise what happened to them on Monday night. As I said last week, their slide begins. They have a bye week. Then they have Dallas with a healthy Tony Romo. Then they have the New York Giants. I see Washington sliding down. The problem is there. The end of the season, it's not that tough a schedule. They probably can make the playoffs. I have the Atlanta Falcons holding on, coming in at the number 10 spot. I have them above Baltimore. And that was really the only other team that I gave serious consideration to putting in the top 10. I dropped Buffalo out. I thought about keeping them at 10. The Jets, no. That's a facade of a 5-3 record. And Denver, they've got a long way to go before they get back in. The Colts, a nice win. Maybe they can start coming back. But there's some teams that are on the outside looking in. Atlanta at number 10. The New England Patriots at number 9, despite the loss to Indianapolis. That's always a tough game in that one for them on the road. Number 8, I do bring in the Philadelphia Eagles. And who 3 weeks ago, Tony, or whatever it was before you went to Las Vegas, said the Philadelphia Eagles could be the team that makes a run here in the remainder of the season. It wasn't even the second half yet.
Well, that's a good feeling to have Andy Reid's kids in jail where they can't screw anything up for him and he can focus on football.
I have the Chicago Bears at number 7, Tampa Bay holding on at number 6, and then after that, Tony, my top 5 are the same because all 5 won last week. Arizona Cardinals at number 5. Look at the teams they've beat. Look at the teams they've lost to.
There's no way they're the fifth best.
And they're going to win that division.
They may win that division, but there's no way they're the fifth best.
Look at the teams they've beat.
Fair enough.
Look at the team. I mean, they gave Carolina all they want, and I've got them ranked ahead of them. Pittsburgh number 4, Carolina number 3, the Giants number 2, and Tennessee number 1. Those are my power rankings for the week. Derek, we got a winner for Cunningham's.
We do have a winner. Aaron from Kearney knew it. We had guesses ranging from Drew Brees to Tom Brady to Philip Rivers to Peyton Manning. It was Ben Roethlisberger, $28 million this year.
Million!
Just shy.
Million!
Just shy. You know, some other big money out there, Jamarcus Russell, $17
million. Well, any of the new guys.
You know, you can almost feel the Pittsburgh Pirates with Ben Roethlisberger's salary.
That's an interesting thought, Derek. You're absolutely correct on that.
A couple other notes before we get out of here. Bron Prince, Daddy, you were right. He's out, and I can't understand why they would make that decision right now. This team, maybe they don't run the table. They do have Missouri this week. But this is a team that could still go to a bowl game, and you fire your coach?
Doug, I've been on the Ron Prince. I told you Big 12 Media Days. He was one of the Big 12 coaches. I fully expect to be gone by the end of the year. And basically, you just said, he's only in his third year. That was your argument. Yeah. He's not going anywhere for at least another year. And
This is bottom line booster money. It's out of control. It's out of control. I hope, well, I don't, or you know what? I don't hope they get better.
Well, the JUCO, you know, all those JUCOs really, I think, rub people totally a wrong way. And to go nowhere with the group in which they brought so many of those junior college kids in, I think it's left a lot of people scratching their heads, and they apparently are the people that are writing the checks down there.
Grand Island wins the A7 District Volleyball Crown. They're headed to state tonight on Power 99. Pleasanton and Clay Center, two of the top teams in D2, will play at Northwest at 7 o'clock. A doubleheader on the Breeze, 94.5 from Kearney High. It's the B5 District Semifinals. Lexington and Northwest at 6. Hastings High and McCook at 7:45. Also tonight in D1, District Finals, Silver Lake and Sandhills-Thedford will play at Gothenburg. Giltner and Exeter-Milligan will play at York. They start at 7 o'clock. Nebraska Volleyball, five sets last night at a below 500 team in Texas A&M. Something's going on.
And 15-13 in the fifth.
Hastings College volleyball team begins the conference play tonight as they take on Sioux Falls at 7:30. It ought to be fun in the GPAC soccer tournament as Hastings College men, the top seed, host Dort tonight outside 7 o'clock. Over-under on the crowd for that?
Yeah, about 52.
UNK women were up by 11 in the second half over Nebraska last night. Does that say Nebraska's down, or does that say UNK's very good, ranked 25th in the preseason?
I think both, and I think UNL is just reeling with that loss of Griffin.
Huskers end up winning at 80-69. Bo Pelini pleased with practice yesterday, by the way. And here's something you'll like. National recruiting analyst Tom Lemming said he doesn't apologize for ranking Nebraska's 2005 class, recruiting class, the best in the land. He works for CBS College Sports. He says, quote, "I just rank them. I don't coach them." Taking a shot.
Taking
a shot at Bill Callahan. Hey, we want to thank Stu Pospisil, press sports editor from the Omaha World-Herald, for joining us today, and UNK cross-country coach Brady Bonzel. Tomorrow, voice of Kansas, and from the Kansas City Royals Network, Bob Davis, Daddy's Selections, and Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
You spent a lot of hours in that old tractor planting, tilling, and fertilizing. Just like you, Stadler Implement spends a lot of time with after-sales service. Look at their line of Kinsey, Krauss, and Sukup tillage equipment. When it's time to fertilize, Stadler Implement carries the Demco 3-point or pole-type chemical applicators. Carl and his staff also service well engines with tune-ups and overhauls. Isn't it nice to know you can go to one business and be satisfied with their service? Stadler Implement, East Highway 6, Minden.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.